Hello, it's the 25th of January, and welcome to a short update. So first thing, just to let everybody know that I am definitely off YouTube until the end of April, you can imagine the normal reasons for it. I think the first time was, you know, supporting violent criminal gangs, and a violent criminal gang is another word for a Trump supporter. So on social media or some social media platforms, if you are a Trump supporter, you are actually a violent criminal gang member. And so if people start to talk positively about Trump supporters, then they're in danger of being deplatformed as well. So just wanted to say to you that the reason I'm not on YouTube, and presumably you found me on Rumble or BitChute or somewhere else, but that's why I'm off there, not for any other reason. Talk about the there's a lot of debate about, you know, is it right to what's called trust the plan or follow the plan, or stay at home and don't do this, don't do that. And there's a lot of people that are angry and think that anyone who says, you know, follow the plan is a traitor. And I want to flip that around a little bit and say, what's the alternative? Is the alternative that you take a gun and go out? Because who would you be in conflict with? Would you be in conflict with Joe Biden, or would you be in conflict with the National Guard and then the regular military? And I can really truthfully tell you, without any question of a doubt, that the wonderful thing for the deep state, the one thing the deep state would really love, is Trump supporters in a shootout with the very people that they hold up as a very high regard. So the best thing for the deep state would be lots and lots of Trump supporters in gun battles with the National Guard or the regular military. And then the deep state could turn around and say, well, look, you know, this is what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to change the rules, change everything. At the moment, the military are held in very high regard by Trump supporters and vice versa. And so it's wrong to say, oh, well, you know, Simon or Charlie Ward or anyone else for that matter, who said, don't go out on the streets with a gun. That's exactly what I said. I said, don't go out with a gun. That doesn't mean that, you know, we somehow brought about the demise of President Trump. What we stopped was a confrontation, an armed confrontation between Trump supporters, lovers of democracy, and the very people who are there to uphold democracy, i.e. the military. It wouldn't be the cops, you wouldn't be fighting the cops, you'd be fighting the military. And that would absolutely destroy any value of anything for the future and would totally undermine this connection that exists between Trump and the military. In one evening, it would be the end of all of that. So that was the reason that I didn't want people out on the streets. Not because I didn't want, you know, to prevent evil, but simply because it was obvious that if hundreds of people with guns went out on the street, it wouldn't be the police that would be stopping you. It would have to be the National Guard and the military protecting federal buildings. Now, if we were living in North Korea or Iran or China, where the military was absolutely controlled by the bad people, I would have been advising you to do something completely different. But the United States military is solidly behind President Trump. It's solidly behind the vast majority of the good people and the Republic. It's not an enemy of the people. So you don't want to be taking up a gun against the very people that you have a brother or a sister or a son or a daughter in. That's called civil war. And don't actually want that. And I'm sure that most good people don't want that. So to say to people, don't go out there with a gun, is not the same as saying to people, don't go out and demonstrate. I've always said, go out and peacefully demonstrate. But I've never said, go out there with a gun. And there seem to be some people now who are saying that, you know, those of us who counseled caution are somehow responsible for the situation. No, the people that are responsible are the deep state. The people that are responsible for what we've got are the same people that were responsible for the murder of Kennedy, for the destruction of the Twin Towers, and all the other evil that has occurred. So instead of blaming people who are trying to help, what you ought to be doing, I'm addressing those small group of people that seem to be completely lost it, is to actually look at who's responsible for creating the evil here. Okay, the painting that was done for me by the what's called the commander's artist. So Lieutenant General Flynn has a commissioned artist, a guy who is commissioned by the Lieutenant General, and he's painted me. And I understand quite a lot of people were interested in buying the prints. They are for sale if you go, and you can go on the website. Let me be clear, because there are people who delight in causing trouble to truth speakers. So let me be absolutely clear. And if you're not interested in what I have to say, then why don't you go and speak to the artist, and he can tell you. I am not going to get one penny from any of the posters or paintings that have been done of me. I might be entitled to it because of copyright, it's my picture. What I said to the artist was, give a contribution of all the sales that you make from my portrait to a patriot organization of your choice in America. So I said to the artist, you choose a patriot organization and you can donate a proportion of the sales that my picture makes. And he very graciously wrote back and said, that's fantastic. I'm going to give 40% of the sales that your picture makes, and I'll give it to patriot organization in the US. So, you know, this is the way it is on this planet. There are these small group of people who just, I don't know what it is. So I have to come in and say that. And that's the reality. And, you know, there are people who say that, you know, oh, I'm working for Biden. Actually, people who say I'm working for Biden are working for the deep state. I can absolutely assure you that the artist that is commissioned and looked after by Lieutenant General Flynn supports him. You wouldn't find the artist wanting to do a picture of me if that were the case. And I'm very deeply honoured, because I understand that I am the first non-American patriot to have his portrait painted and then these prints to be made from it. Okay? And I have no problem in those prints being sold, because 40% of the sales of those prints will go to patriot organizations in the United States. So if you're a member of Connecting Consciousness and you quite like the look of what this guy has painted, and I must say I think it's rather amazing. And the reason I like it is because behind the painting of me that he's done is the United States flag and the British flag, and they join together, showing that there is a connection between Great Britain and the United States, which is very strong. And if you want to, you know, in your own way, donate to patriot organizations in the US, then that's the way to go with that. So I'm the very first non-American, I'm the first international person to be recognized and painted. So thank you. And honestly, if I was working for the bad people, I can assure you that painting wouldn't have come about. It just wouldn't have done. I shouldn't have to justify myself, but you know, we have to wade through all of these messages and emails, and there are so many people who just think that, you know, I make it up, or I go to sleep and I get a dream, and when I wake up in the morning and I dream, or I sit down in the morning and I write. The people that say, oh, he's no longer on YouTube, he's left it. No, I was pushed off YouTube. It got rid of me because I'm too much of a patriot. I'm too much of a supporter of Trump and, you know, you guys out there who are fighting. So I also want to give a big thank you to those digital soldiers. That's a term that's coming out now. I want to thank those digital soldiers who don't get their song sung. Nobody sort of says thank you. You're just out there individually, sometimes networked, sometimes just as an individual, copying stuff, sending it out. And you recognize that I'm giving you the truth, and you've been in your own way copying these messages. And I thank you for that. I know very few people recognize you and take the trouble perhaps to mention you, but I certainly am mentioning you now, and I'm thanking you for your commitment to what you believe in, and your ability to spot good people. Thank you. I appreciate that. We need to get this message out. It's a message of not giving in. It's a message of resistance. That's what this is. It's a message of resistance. And if anybody has got a history of resisting, it is the American people. Just because I'm British, I don't sit here harboring anger that your country beat Britain in the War of Independence. If I'd been around, then I'd have been on your side, because Mad King George was mad. And therefore, we have to choose what's right. And so it's very important that I think that truth speakers in Britain back up truth speakers in America, and other countries recognize what the heck has gone on here. And let's cut right back to this, that evil people have created this situation. Okay, good people have to try to unravel it and fight for the truth. And if it, well, look, you'll know who are good people, because good people get pushed off YouTube, right? If you've got a message which the deep state wants out, they wouldn't push you off YouTube. They'd keep you on YouTube because they know that's the biggest platform. So when we get pushed off YouTube or we get problems, it's because the message we give is not the message the deep state want to hear. So that's your best way to know who is actually telling the truth and who isn't. And sometimes people, they get pushed off YouTube, and they get pushed off this and that, and then they get very embittered and they get very angry and they start turning on people, because that's just the way they are. And I think that's a terrible shame. What we should be doing is saying, let's put all of that behind us. What do we need to do? The first thing we need to do is to get Trump back into office. So who's going to do that? Will it be the ordinary people? Well, it could be, if the military weren't going to do anything. If the military were either pro-Biden or just going to sit on their hands, then yeah, I guess the public would be required to do something. But we're not at that stage in the United States. We have a very substantial military, which is very, very much behind Trump. So let's have a look at that. Let's look at the evidence that we can find in the mainstream media, and the evidence of our own eyes. So first of all, we know that the inauguration was a mixture of hologram or CGI or trick photography, pre-recorded, mixed with live, relevant, at the moment photos or video. They're very good at that. The bad guys have been doing that for yonks, for years and years. But they made, as they always do, loads of mistakes. So we've got people in different color clothes or shoes. Suddenly the backdrop for a second goes, and you can see it's what I think in Hollywood they call a blue screen or a white screen, and then it comes back, and the people behind an individual suddenly seem to change, as if they've rushed out of the room, put new clothes on, and come back again. Just what in media is called choreography. If the person in the old days used to come in with a cigarette in their left hand, and then they had to cut it, and there was a problem, they went and had their lunch and come back, and then the cigarette's in the left hand. That's a continuity problem. Well, obviously Biden doesn't have a very good continuity advisor, because the continuity is nonsense. So that's our first point. Why did they do that? They did it because they knew that to bring everybody together in one location would be too tempting for the good guys to take down. The good guys always knew that the top echelons would probably never go to the appointed place, but large numbers of congressmen and senators would. So it was always a case that the hierarchy of the deep state would be separated from the doers. All right, so that's that. Let's look at the military. We know it's in the public domain that Biden's team are very, very cozy with China, very cozy with Iran. And we know that there's a very real possibility of a war between Israel and Iran. That's a very real, credible possibility. And China recently, in the last few days, put pressure on Biden or Biden's team and said, we are concerned of a war between Iran and Israel, because we're worried that other countries' are going to get drawn into it. And one of the countries they're very concerned about, Saudi Arabia. Over the recent years, Saudi Arabia has become very friendly is not the right word, but they've become more accommodating towards Israel. So much so that Saudi Arabia is going to be setting up its own embassy for the first time in Tel Aviv. But the point is that Saudi Arabia doesn't like Iran. In fact, so much do they not like Iran that they'll actually support Israel in any confrontation that might occur. And America has been supplying F-35 semi-stealth fighter jets to Saudi Arabia. And China's very worried that in a war, Iran might not be able to overcome Saudi Arabia because of these very advanced F-35 jets. So Biden's team wrote to the Pentagon and said, how many jets have you sent? How many are left to go? What is the supply status? In other words, how many sidewinders, how many missiles, how many bombs? What is the arrangement in terms of supplying any aircraft that are destroyed or knocked down? What is the repairs to all of these questions? So they could get a handle on how effective the Saudi air defense would be around the F-35. And the response came back from the Pentagon, you don't need to know. And that's a fact. They didn't tell them. Biden is the first president who, for his inauguration, was not offered a military plane. He had to come in on a private hired airplane. And Biden is the first president who, when walking along or driving along, soldiers turn their backs on him. And when Mrs. Biden started handing out cookies out, nobody took them. We know that when the media tell us that he's signed 40-odd executive orders, and we're shown blank bits of paper, or Biden saying, "What am I signing?" We know that we're actually seeing the truth. And I know from conversations I've had that if these executive orders had actually taken place, there would have been changes already in America. And I can tell you that in the areas that I've looked into and spoken to people, they have not received any confirmation to stop what they're doing. And also, these executive orders are not filed or lodged where you would expect them to be filed or lodged. I'm perfectly happy to say that he signed them, but I still think they're sitting in the White House, in the desk. We have never seen an administration so weak. The United States has two governments now. It has the government of Biden and it has the military government. When Trump left office, not only did he sign in an act that would have a form of military authority, I'm not going to say martial law, I'm going to say military authority, he did it so that the incoming Biden couldn't countermand his instruction. So Biden can't lift up a pen and countermand the instruction that Trump gave. Because when Trump did it, he said to the Joint Chiefs, you have the responsibility to choose when the emergency is over. So only the Joint Chiefs can say, it's all over, we'll go back to a normal democratic process. Well, that is why the Pentagon have also said to Biden he's not welcome in the Pentagon. He's been told not to step foot in the Pentagon because the Joint Chiefs don't recognize Biden as the true president. That's why the flag came down. You heard about the butler? We were joking about 4 days before the inauguration that Biden wouldn't get into the White House, and everybody imagined, be at the gates. Well, actually, he couldn't get into the Oval Office. He'd sacked his butler, you see, Trump's butler, he'd sacked him. And the door had been left locked. So Biden and his wife were standing outside and couldn't get in. So the doors were locked, but not the gates outside, inside. All of this is in the public domain. All of this is proof that the military actually won't have Biden because he is not the true president of the United States. The true president was Trump, because Trump scored nearly 100 million votes. Trump took California. Trump took Hawaii. The only state, the only place that Trump didn't take was that terrible place called Washington, D.C. That's the only place, to my knowledge, from the evidence I've seen, he didn't take. So Biden got 40 million votes, thereabouts, and Trump got 100 million votes. Well, the people in high up actually know this. The bad guys know it. Of course they do. But when you know that, you can't then actually take orders from someone and call them a commander in chief. Trump is the only guy now who is working with the military. Trump is still signing orders and passing them to the military. Or the military are saying to him, what's your view on this? What's your... They consider him the president, not Biden. But we have a problem because Biden has been put into office by the media. The world has seen this huge shenanigan. And so the military now have got to recalibrate how they play this. And I think that when the next move is made, it will be done with very little warning. You know, we had a big debate. We were working up to this because it was an obvious time frame. We had this inauguration, and it was classic that something was going to happen then. And so we were working towards it. But now there isn't any classic geographical location or time. And so therefore, I think that when action is taken, it will be taken without much alerting to it. One of the biggest changes of what went wrong was the explosion in Madrid, which we're being told is a gas explosion. I'm told it was not a gas explosion, and we should actually see that, which is 1 hour or so before inauguration. We should actually understand that as part of this evil game of chess that was taking place between the good side and the bad side. That's important. You know, President Trump, and I will always call him President Trump because he is the president. He won the election. President Trump hasn't gone through 4 years and, you know, an impeachment and a half an impeachment, the Russian hoax and everything else, and attempts on his life, attempts to kill the First Lady. You wouldn't go through all that and then turn your back on the American people and walk away. You wouldn't do it. And that's not the man he is. And that's why he said, I'll be back in some form or another, which is as much as he could say at the time that, you know, I'm not walking away from you guys. So we do have this vacuum period. We have this difficult part time period where we seem to have this person forced on us who we know is not legitimate, that they know is not legitimate. But they haven't actually got what they wanted. That's why Obama and Clinton's faces were so long. That's why Bernie Sanders was like out in the cold, because that's a really conflicted man, Bernie Sanders. And anyone at that level knows that they appear to have got the White House, but they haven't got the White House. What they've got is an office probably in California, called about Castle Rock. They've got these studios, and I'm sure Hollywood has helped with all the trick photography, and they can recreate. But the good people, and we know there's 800 from the rank of colonel up to four-star general, 800 serving officers, don't know how many thousands of retired officers, don't know how many thousands of retired veterans of all ranks who know exactly who is the real POTUS, who their commander-in-chief is, and are waiting for the moment they get the green light to do what they need to do. So this time, the public might not get the green light. The public might not get the advance warning because they don't want to advance the warning to the other side. And so what we're seeing, I think, in playing out is this division between humanity, those that are really angry and stamping their feet and want to blame anyone and everyone, and those that are saying, we've got to work for the future. We've got to actually save America, and we've got to, you know, do what we need to do that's reasonable. You know, and as long as your American military are true, there isn't really a need for you to do anything. If the American military put their guns down and all sat and drank coffee and said, we wash our hands of the affair, then it's a totally different ball game. But we're not into that. I can tell you from what I've known is that the military have not stood down. The level of preparedness within the military is as high as it was on the day of the inauguration. It's perfectly normal for large numbers of troops and equipment consistently to be moving about America. That's exactly normal. But what's happening is that the rotations, where they're going, the numbers that are on action is actually higher than normal. And so the action that we're looking for could come at any point. You know, we've talked about mid-March to mid-April, simply because it's the new financial year, simply because it's the beginning of a new beginning. But that doesn't stop something happening in February. You know, it's not our call on that. And as much as people in an armchair who want to tell everyone else how wicked they are, how bad they are, and you know that they're a psyop operation or they're trying to trick people, you know, that's a very sad state of affairs when really what people should be doing is saying, stop feeling for yourself and actually start looking at the country and looking at the people and seeing what needs to be done. And I don't think it's a sad situation from the America's point of view. I think this is the moment of calm before the storm. There will be a storm, there has to be, because it's gone beyond a quiet takeover, a counter-revolution or a counter-coup, and because they have to tell the world, and they always were intending to, but maybe they'll do it differently now. And they have to actually say and show what's happened and why it's happened. And I can really, really be confident that, you know, all of those people in the Pentagon who swore an oath of allegiance to the Constitution, that's what they hold true to. That's what they believe in. You know, that is the vision that they hold. And all of those people in America who have seen through the lies and seen through the truth, they know in their hearts that the military is actually standing with them. And so it wouldn't be advantageous at this stage to actually go out and cause aggravation. But if, as I said to you, if times were different or the country was different, then I certainly would be, you know, supporting a different format. But at the moment, you've got the most loyal military to your constitution than any other country's constitution. You know, it's incredible. In Great Britain, the army is loyal not to a constitution, but to the head of state, and the head of state is the Queen. She's the monarch. So the military respond to the Queen, but in your country it's different. And President Trump is closely aligned with the Constitution. He's closely aligned with the Republic. So whilst the American military don't swear an allegiance to the President, the American military recognize that President Trump is the closest thing to the Constitution and the Republic that's on offer at the moment. And more importantly, actually, they recognize that the man that we call Biden has not arrived at the White House through a legitimate process. So that, more than anything else, dictates why the military have taken the position they've taken. So that's important there. The depth of evil is being shown to everybody, even researchers or people who claim knowledgeability within our field. Even they perhaps have been somewhat taken aback at the depth that this evil has permeated, it's penetrated. There are areas and individuals that we thought were clear, or we thought were okay. And in recent days, actually, since the inauguration, we've actually seen that it's not the case. And had this inauguration not gone through, don't worry, I'm not saying it's a good thing the inauguration went through of Biden. To be clear again, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, since it's happened, we are now seeing things coming out into the open that I'm sure you would never have seen before. And if we are, as I believe, going in at some point very soon into a new age, not just for America, but for the world, I'm absolutely sure that the 19th president, he's not going to want to bring these sleepers, these embedded agents with him into a new creation, only for these people to start again to create their poison. Now, whether the president, this is Trump, remember, I'm always talking about Trump as the president, whether the president is going to be in the old Commonwealth, Pennsylvania or Texas, I don't know. One day I think, oh, he'd probably go to Pennsylvania as a Commonwealth. Then the next day I think, no, nah, I think he'll go in Texas. I don't mind as long as he doesn't go to DC. And I'm not an American, so I can't go out there at the moment and get a job as construction worker, but a wrecking ball swinging through parts of DC, I think would be excellent, because the power grid's got to come down there, the satanic overlay's got to come down, and some of these buildings which are modern, they're not old, they're modern buildings, they've got to come down. And I think we've got to be going back to the true republic and the true value. So maybe that's Pennsylvania, maybe it's Texas, I don't know. But I do believe that DC can be rebuilt, I do think it can be re-cleaned, and then maybe a future president wants to go back there and, you know, set up again. That'll be, you know, for people to decide. But the good thing, lots of good things actually, the good thing is it's you may not think it's been caught enough. It has actually been caught early enough, because there's a very powerful group of good people in America. This was not the case when the Twin Towers came down. And certainly poor, poor JFK, it was not the case then. JFK was abandoned by the very people who he expected to protect him. And it was interesting. It was one thing, I'm treading on American toes now, but I think everything's open now. It was one thing to send the feds in to protect black people and their right to protest. You remember, those of you who are old enough to remember, or those of you who have read your history, where the local police were not protecting black people during peaceful demonstrations. And so the feds were sent in and by and large did a reasonably good job. Well, isn't that amazing that they'll do that, but they wouldn't protect Kennedy when it came down to returning America to the gold standard? And so we've seen over the years good people corrupted, and that's what now has come right to the front. It's a bit like opening a door fully, not just that much or that much, but fully, and getting the whole picture, and then saying, right, roll your sleeves up, let's go in and tackle it. And you either believe that the military are going to do that, or you don't believe it. And if you don't believe the military are going to do it, what is your alternative? What do you think should happen? Fortunately, I believe the military are going to do something, but we don't know when that will be. And so this isn't a podcast of doom and gloom and sadness. It is one of frustration, because I would much rather that Trump was in now. I mean, you know, I've got a vested interest, because I certainly can't move to America while Biden is there. You know, I wouldn't be welcome. I don't know what would happen. From a personal self-interest point of view, I need Trump to be there, because I want to get out there and take the job up that I've been offered. And I certainly can't do that with this person, you know, sitting in the White House, allegedly, probably in California or somewhere else. So, you know, we are looking at a good time, and you either believe President Trump or you don't. And when President Trump said the best times are yet to come, I actually believe him. I think that when all the evil is removed from the United States, there will naturally be a fundamental shift back to humanity, back to the value of people over, you know, the huge multi-corporations. So it's a huge battle. You know, we've seen the width and the depth of the evil and how strong it is. We've understood the power that media have. You know, I'm an example of that. I've been kicked off, deplatformed. Lynn Woods had the same problems. Sidney Powell's had the same problems. President Trump's had the same problems. Anybody who has stood to defend the president has been attacked by the media. Those that don't attack Trump are not being attacked by the media. So those that are working, whether it's in secret or whether it's up in front, those who are saying that, you know, it's all wrong and Biden's right and, you know, we've got to go with this, and they're the ones being left alone. And you know, you just have to literally sit and make a list. And now, who's been deplatformed over this topic? I don't mean over previous topics, because if you talk about the virus, then you'll get deplatformed. You know, if you sort of say, oh, the virus is not real, then they'll deplatform you. Now, if you look at who's been deplatformed for actually standing shoulder to shoulder with President Trump, and make a list of those people, who's actually had actions taken against them because they weren't prepared to you know, bow down, then you'll see who are the good people and who are those that are just the troublemakers. And so I think that should be a very good way of gauging who's worth looking at and who isn't worth looking at. And I do think there's a new party coming. I think there, whether it's with the People's Party or who whatever it might be, I certainly think that President Trump is right to start supporting Kelly in Arizona. I think that he's right to start pushing an agenda, because anybody in the Senate who votes to convict Trump is treasonous because of the way that whole thing got to the Senate. And perhaps the best way to wake up the rump of the Republican Party is to say 100 million, or according to mainstream media, 75 million people voted for Trump. Well, if only half of those number shop switch across, and a quarter of Democrats switch across to a new political party, then politics in America will never be the same again. And either the Republican Party has to change and support Trump and support the Constitution and to do what they were always supposed to do, which is support the people, or they're dead. And I don't mean dead because they've been shot or killed, dead politically, because a new party which doesn't play to party politics but plays to the freedom of Americans, that will get millions and millions of votes. And so, unless the Republican Party does something pretty dynamic, and I'll be honest with you, I don't think it, I think it's so corrupted, I don't think it can. But I actually see this new party winning a lot of seats in Congress and the Senate, and I think that that is the way forward, regardless of whether President, you know, is Trump is the president or not. I think it's about a clearing out of this boring, very, very old-fashioned system of one or another, and they're only interested in how much money they can make, how many times they can get into office, where the next cocktail party is. Can they speak to this ambassador? Can they speak to this king? Can they do this? Will they be up for a good pension? Oh, and by the way, I better go and shake a few hands with some of the people that live in the street, because it'll be good for the cameras. That's not what it was created for. It was created, and I know, because I was a lawmaker, did 3 terms of office. There's a, if you stay with the people and you stand with the people will stand with you. If you turn your back on the people, then all you have is a glitzy office, the cameras, the fat paychecks, but no soul in your heart. And I've always said that if you want to sleep well at night, and you know, doesn't matter whether you believe in God or not, but you actually want to go on into something better, then you must actually do what you said you would do. You joined politics supposedly to help people. But of course, what President Trump showed was that vast majority of people joined politics just to look after themselves. And so this isn't going away. This has got to come to a head. And I can absolutely assure you that the people who convinced Donald Trump to take on this burden are still standing with him. But the time that it occurs for the change to come will be a time of their choosing, not yours and not mine, because we are not privy to the information that they are holding. So when the time comes, they will do it, and they will do it in a way that is least disrupting, because we know, and that's those of us that have had some information, we know that these terror groups, the real terror groups, the BLM and Antifa, they are on standby so that if there was any move against Biden, they are ready to create mass riots in a number of cities. So the American military must handle the domestic politics of the United States. It must handle and be prepared for a number of very difficult situations in some cities. It must be ready potentially for a war between Israel and Iran. It must be ready for China to perhaps try and invade Taiwan or attempt to do something more crazy. That's what we're asking the United States military to do. Oh, and by the way, can you please put President Trump back into the office? Well, they're all part of the same problem. And I think that your military in the US are up to it. And I think they're confident. The rest of the world watches and waits. You guys in America watch and wait, but the rest of the world watching and waiting. Because everybody who's in the know realizes that until President Trump is back in some form in the office of president, the difficulties that we face across the world will become harder. Here in Great Britain, our government is now talking about this lockdown that we have here because of this virus running on until June or July. Now that's, in my opinion, it's not just absurd, it's like almost you're basically being locked up forever. To be told that the position that we have in this country in Great Britain might continue until June or July, where you can't meet anyone, you can only go out to the food shops or the pharmacies, you can't go too far for exercise, you can't go and do this and you can't do that. To be told that's going to run into summer, that now is verging on a communist dictatorship. And I can absolutely be confident that if President Trump had been in office, they wouldn't be talking like this. They're talking like this across the world because there's a vacuum. There's a gap now. President Trump was the great protector. When that man sat in the White House, he not only protected the common man and common woman in America, he actually saved other people in other worlds, other countries from being sucked into a sort of socialist, communist, or just a fear-based drive. Some governments are not socialist, but they're so fear-driven by the other side, the deep state, that they are putting legislation in place which is very, very detrimental. And so Trump needs to be back in not just for the Americans, but actually for the well-being of the world. And so that's why anybody who's anyone who's got a good heart in them, needs actually to keep the faith, keep the truth, and get out there and pass this message along. Don't pass across doom and gloom. Don't pass across the lies that the mainstream media are feeding you. Don't sow doubt and fear in people's hearts. Actually, get the truth out there. And the truth is that actually you're on the verge in America of returning it back. And I believe Trump when he says it, the best is yet to come. So that's what I wanted to say to you. And I'm not going anywhere. Some people are writing to me saying that that because Trump didn't get in, I've disappeared. No, because I continue to stand with patriots, I am being hammered by the system. But here I am, and here we all are. Speak to you later. Bye bye.